We begin this morning in Venezuela, still reeling from its head-spinning start to 2026. U.S. Delta Forces seized its president, Nicolas Maduro, from his home in Caracas in the early hours of Saturday morning, flew him and his wife to New York, where they have appeared in court, charged with various weapons and drugs offences, all of which they deny. Last night in the capital, thousands of people held a protest outside the Federal Legislative Palace in support of him. Well, inside the parliament building, Delcy Rodriguez, a member of Maduro's government and its vice president, was sworn in as the country's interim president. The session began with demands for the release of Maduro from US custody. She said she was pained by what she called his kidnapping. As his father appeared in a New York court, his son, Nicolas Maduro Guerra, had a message for him during his address to the Venezuelan General Assembly.
Y a ti, papá. Te digo, hiciste de todos nosotros en la familia gente fuerte.
To you, Dad, I say, you made all of us in the family strong. Here we are, carrying out our duties until you return. The homeland is in good hands, Dad, and soon we'll be embracing here in Venezuela. And you'll see the boys. Celia, you'll see them. We'll see them. Long live Venezuela. Long live the homeland. And here we stand firm for whatever we have to do.
That's Nicolas Maduro's son. Well, we are joined this morning by journalist Catherine Ellis, who specialises in the politics and life of Venezuela. Catherine, will you tell us more, first of all, about these protests in Caracas? How widespread are they?
Yeah, I think it's important to mention, I mean, the protests yesterday, they were of Maduro's supporters, but the kind of opposition supporters far outnumber the Maduro supporters, but they can't go out to protest. People are absolutely terrified. I was hearing from a lot of people inside Venezuela last night that actually there are security forces out and they're looking at people's phones. They're checking to see if they're supporting the intervention of the US and the military strikes, and they're either arresting them or they're taking their phones. So it's incredibly difficult for a lot of people. Also, with the protests of these Maduro supporters, some of them really do support him, some of them want him back, some of them want to continue supporting the Venezuelan regime. However, some people also that work for either for the government or the public sector are actually told that they have to go to these protests as well. And this happened in the 2024 election. So I was in Venezuela during the time, and a lot of people will get messages saying that they were demanded basically to attend these protests. So while you do get actual government supporters there, you do get a lot of people that are obligated to go as well.
And since Saturday morning, when all of this emerged into the global news media, the situation on the ground for Venezuelans, is it life as normal as it was before the seizure of Nicolas Maduro? Or are they increasingly fearful? Are they stocking up on supplies?
People are very, very scared. Although there was initial jubilation that he had gone from the majority of people, that quickly turned to fear. So everybody's saying that they're in shock. There's just mixed feelings about it all. So the streets were very, very quiet at the weekend, and they were yesterday as well. But people did go out at the weekend to stock. Now, what people were telling me, that there were very long queues at the weekend. Supermarkets were running out of food, and shops were only letting a few people in at a time. By yesterday, that had kind of all subsided. So in a way, things had turned to kind of inverted commas normal. Some people had gone back to work, but the streets were empty. There weren't many cars on the road. And the people that had gone out, I spoke to a guy yesterday. He gone out to get bread. He said it had increased in price by about 30%. Most people are trying to stay indoors. They have no idea what's happening. What they're most fearful of is social unrest and what's called colectivos. Now, these are armed groups that are armed by the government, but they're informal groups, and they go around on motorbikes, instilling kind of havoc and terror throughout the people. So people are kind of nervous about that and nervous about the military. There's a heavy military presence on the street.
And we know, Catherine, that the economy of the country is in dire straits. And I wonder then, what will the political but also the public response be to US oil companies coming in and extracting oil for themselves again, in effect stripping Venezuela of its natural resource?
Well, I think that depends what it would mean for Venezuela. You know, a lot of people do not like the idea of foreign forces coming in, kind of to take advantage of Venezuela, but there are a lot of Venezuelans that truly support these actions as well. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag. Even if people don't agree with kind of the US coming in, they did want Maduro to go. Now, what they're kind of worried about is what next. If the US can kind of help, kind of reinvigorate the economy, that's what Venezuelans want more than anything. That's what they're after. They want the economy to improve. They want their lives to return to normal, and they want security as well. So if the US can kind of help secure a transition, then I think giving some oil to the US is a price that many say that they're willing to pay.
A transition to what, though? Because we have heard in the intervening days how weak the opposition is, and certainly Donald Trump dismissed the leader of the opposition, Maria Machado, as not having any respect or likability among the people.
Well, that was a surprise from many Venezuelans, and I think many analysts as well, that he kind of seemed to cast her aside. I mean, it's certainly not true that she doesn't have any support within the country. When it was the opposition primaries at the end of 2023, she won well over 90% of the vote. She wasn't allowed to stand, of course, so she named Edmundo González. And even with a quarter of the population outside of the country, they won nearly 70% of the vote. And that still stands. Even people who don't support her policies see her as somebody that can bring freedom to Venezuela. Now, what Trump actually does, that kind of, remains to be seen. Is this just kind of, a part of Trump's strategy, putting Delcy Rodriguez in place? That can't be a long-term solution for Venezuelans. And I don't think it would even be a long-term solution for the US government. Marco Rubio is the Secretary of State, and the US is extremely against the Chavistas, the Maduro regime. So this could just be a temporary solution until... And either, I don't know if they'll either put Edmundo González in, who was elected, or if they will try and call for other elections. But Venezuelans do not want other elections. The majority say we have already voted and we want that vote recognised.
Catherine, thank you very much indeed. Journalist Catherine Ellis there on the latest that's happening in Venezuela. It's 7:20.